Hi, I'm Troy Westwood. Tell the band to go home, 101.5 UMFM.
I've been waiting for you to come back since you left Minneapolis. Snow covers the street lamps and the windowsills. The buildings and the brittle crooked trees.
Lucinda Williams there from her album World Without Tears and a song called Minneapolis. And if all goes according to plan, that's where I am today. Actually, if all goes according to plan right now, I'm probably in the Electric Fetus, the greatest music store in the world, just hanging out. I could just go there and live there. I have to buy stuff, but, you know, I could just go. The Electric Fetus. If you're ever anywhere near Minneapolis, go to the Electric Fetus or Cheapo Discs. Oh, God, I'm excited. Love that place. Anyways, that's the plan anyway. So I don't know. I guess I'll have to tell you next week whether that worked out or not, but that's the story. And I wanted to play a few songs about Minneapolis, but there's not a whole lot that I could find. I'm sure there's lots, but, you know, we're not going to play any Prince here. So I'll play a couple more sort of about Minneapolis, and then I'll give you some reasons why I think I'm going to move to Minneapolis someday. But let's start it off with a classic. And I mean, it's not, you know, it's, I know the weather's getting cold, but this isn't really a Christmas song. It's just called Christmas Card from a Hooker in Minneapolis. Originally done by Tom Waits, of course. This gorgeous version is by Nico Case. Check this out. This is gorgeous. Tell the band to go home.
Charlie, I'm pregnant, living on 9th Street, right above a dirty bookstore off Euclid Avenue. I stopped taking dope and I quit drinking whiskey. My old man plays a trombone and works out at the track. Says that he loves me, even though it's not his baby. He says he's gonna raise him up just like it was his only son. He gave me a ring that was worn by his mother, and he takes me out dancing every Saturday. Charlie, I think about you when I pass the filling station. On account of all the grease you used to wear in your hair. I still have that record, Little Anthony and the Imperials. Someone stole my record player. How do you lie? Charlie, I almost went crazy when Mario got busted. Went back to Omaha to live with my folks. And everyone I used to know is either dead or in prison. Came back to Minneapolis. This time I think I'm gonna stay. Charlie, I think I'm happy. First time since my accident. I wish I had all that money I used to spend on dope. Buy me a used car lot and I sakes, if you want to know the truth of it, don't have me a husband, he don't play the trombone. I gotta borrow money to pay this lawyer, and Charlie, hey, I'll be eligible for parole come Valentine's Day.
The movie wasn't really doing so hot, said the new producer to the old big shot. It's dying on the edge of the great Midwest. Sabu must tour or forever rest. Hey look, my, here comes the elephant boy, bundled all up in his corduroy, headed down south towards Illinois, from the jungles of East St. Paul. His manager sat in the office alone, staring at the numbers on the telephone, wondering how a man could send a child actor to visit in the land of the Windchill Factory. Hey, look, my, here comes the elephant boy, bundled all up in his corduroy, headed down south towards Illinois from the jungles of East St. Paul. Sabu was sad, the whole tour stunk. The airlines lost the elephant's trunk. The roadie got the rabies and the scabies and the flu. They was low on morale, but they was hound. Hey, look, my, here comes the elephant boy, bundled all up in his corduroy, headed down south towards Illinois from the jungles of East St. Paul. From the jungles of East St. Paul. From the jungles of East St. Paul.
Hi, this is O Susanna, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM in Manitoba.
I don't even know where we are.
That night we drank wine from the crazy well. Shot a shotgun out the window of an automobile. We was young, we was wild, and we sure had our fun. Until the sheriff caught up with us and we tried to run. Now we return to Earth on borrowed wings. Lifted from the shoulders of sweet dreaming angels. We never will reach. Cause you can't get to heaven on no borrowed wings. Borrowed wings. Now the sender here, she wants round a fine beauty parlor. Till her boyfriend got 20 years for robbing them liquor stores. Took some pills in the motel room a mile from his prison cell. And she sank like a stone to the bottom of the swimming pool. Now she returns to Earth on borrowed wings. Lifted from the shoulders of sweet dreaming angels. Now the world beyond the world she never will reach. Fear you'll awaken. Now I'm beautiful.
that we pay for fear they'll reclaim them and send us back there, back there. For we return to earth on borrowed wings, lifted from the shoulders of sweet dreaming angels. Now a world beyond the world we never will reach, 'cause you can't get to heaven on no.
The great Jim White from the album Drill a Hole in That Substrate and Tell Me What You See. And Jim White is fantastic. And I tell you, the first thing I do when I find out I'm going to a new place is I check Polestar to see who's playing in town. And I go on Polestar to see who's in Minneapolis this weekend, and who do I see is playing there? But Jim White. And I'm like, that's awesome. He's playing with a gal named Nina Nastasia or something. So I go to check out who she is, and I find out that her drummer's name is Jim White, not that Jim White. Damn it. So close. So close. So, Jim White not playing in Minneapolis this weekend, but I am in Minneapolis, I think. So that's why I'm not here. But that's a great song. That features our friend Osusanna, of course. Before that, we heard a classic from John Prine. Sabu Visits the Twin Cities Alone. Okay, we really reached for it on that one. But before that, Christmas Card from a Hooker in Minneapolis from Nico Case. You'll accept that, right? Is a song about Minneapolis, huh? I tell you, someday, I mean, I love living in Winnipeg. I'm a proud, proud, proud Canadian. But someday, I am moving to Minneapolis, damn it. There's so many great places to see bands in Minneapolis. And there's just a nonstop list of people playing in Minneapolis all the time. Let's run down a couple of them, shall we? There's a place called the Fine Line Music Cafe where I went a couple of years ago and saw, like, perhaps the greatest show ever featuring Rodney Crowell and Will Kimbrough. I don't know if I ever see a show that amazing, but this place is great. And just the other day, they had Raoul Mallow playing in there. Yeah, I know. Coming up soon, they got Sean Mullins. Okay, that's not so cool. But Josh Rouse is playing there on October the 27th. Josh Rouse. And you're going to want to go see that when I tell you who's playing the night before in town. But also coming up in November, a great show. This should be good. A band called Lucero that I'm really liking these days. And the opener for that show, Bobby Bear Jr. Huh? How do you like that? The other place I went a couple of years ago is a place called the Cedar Cultural Center. It's kind of like our West End, I guess, but our West End is so much nicer. It's just like a big, it's kind of like Le Rendezvous, I guess. It's just like a big cement hall. Not that appealing, but some good shows. October the 4th on Thursday night, Hal Gelb and Eleni Mandel played there. On the 12th, Kelly Joe Phelps. If you see him here and you like him that much, you want to go see him again, go see him the 12th in Minneapolis with a band called Story Hill. And on the 17th at the Cedar Cultural Center, this is going to be an awesome show. I hear this guy's coming to town in the spring or something, so we may be able to wait. But honestly, worth a few hours drive to see this guy. He's fantastic. He's got a new record. At first, I didn't get it. But the more I listen to it, the more I love it. The album is called The Historical Conquests of Josh Ritter. Here is one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, Josh Ritter. He's playing in Minneapolis on the 17th of October. Tell the band to go home.
All of a sudden, now you're back again. I thought you were happy with whoever. Did you dream about me now and then? Did you look up at the stars and feel something for the constellations? All those lovers circling round their love. Slings and arrows, dogs and lions, rivers separating touch from touch. The
this is Josh Ritter. You're listening to 101.5 UMFM. This is Tell the Band to Go Home. So sit back and pop open a cold one.
Hello, Blackbird. Hello, Star.